Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have an article here in front of me on this live Thursday edition, the 27th day of April 2006, from the Tennessean. I have another one from the Vaccine Awareness Network and another from the Associated Press. Mercury preservative will continue in some flu vaccines. Now, I remember 3 years ago when they claimed that they were taking these mercury, the thimerosal preservative, out of all the vaccines. I remember reading that and seeing it on television and hearing it on the radio, and then going and reading Associated Press articles and others that said actually they're making available, by regulatory law, you could call it, non-mercury-based vaccines in small lots. But vaccines themselves in general are going from 50 times the safe level in a single shot to 250 times the safe level. That was in the Associated Press. And I've warned everyone about this, and I get calls and emails every week. Oh, Alex, they say they took it out. And then we talk to doctors, we talk to nurses. No, they haven't. But here it is, out of the mainstream newspaper, the Tennessean. Mercury preservative will continue in some flu vaccines. So we'll be getting into that. We're scheduled to have John McManus, the head of the John Birch Society, joining us to talk about the open borders, globalism, the New World Order. He's scheduled to be speaking this weekend, I believe this evening, here in Austin, Texas. And he'll be joining us coming up later in this hour. Then, of course, Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com with his monthly report that he gives us, always gracious to join us, coming up in the second hour. We'll have open phones throughout the day as well. Speaking of vaccines, U.S. efforts might not slow pandemic of bird flu. Seattle Post-Intelligencer science writer Seth Borenstein. Basically, it's all over. Even martial law won't save us, so we'll be getting into that. Some good news. Governor Lynch says he will sign bill opposing the national ID card known as the Real ID Act. Senate panel recommends abolishing the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Is that good or bad? What's really going on here? Will they replace it with something worse? And we'll continue with students to get no warning before searches. Mayor Bloomberg isn't just going to have random police sweeps on the streets, shaking everyone down as they have now in Houston and Miami under federal funding with the, quote, Viper teams. Now the regular Metropolitan Police in New York will be running around searching the students with no warning, training them that this is a prison grid, prison planet society as well. Also, out of the Dakota Voice newspaper, White House snubs 9/11 families and victims of illegal alien crimes. That is just some of what is coming up as well. We'll get into Russian member of parliament predicts start of war in Iran this year, but he's made predictions before that haven't come true, so we'll take that with a large grain of salt. Kurt Nemo, great editorial. Tony Snowjob, the new whitewasher, to be White House press secretary, some comments on him. Anger as Scotland faces Big Brother ID cards, and much more. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, MartialLaw911.info, and then, of course, we have our Yahoo group, and we then have our MySpace group that we've been testing and looking at and now expanding. Also, coming up later today, I will give you a review of the new film, A Scanner Darkly. I had seen parts of it during production, consulting on it, and also appearing in the film. But then I had a chance to see the almost-finished project a few months ago when it showed here at the film festival in Austin, South by Southwest. And now it is completed with Graham Reynolds, great music, Radiohead, you name it. And it is a groundbreaking film. So I'll give you a review of that and some inside details coming up later as well. And we'll be posting a lot of information over the weekend about A Scanner Darkly on Infowars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to FilterMag.com. That's FilterMag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in a few minutes, we've got the president of the John Birch Society, John F. McManus, joining us for the balance of the hour. He'll be speaking tomorrow night, the Holiday Inn Northwest, 183 in Mopac at 7:30. On the 28th, a $10 admission, doing a speaking tour around the country. That's good. And then, of course, we have the monthly report from Michael Rivero from WhatReallyHappened.com joining us coming up in the second hour. Into the third hour, we'll have open phones and cover all the national and international news. New developments on the bird flu front, as the government says they may have to give us martial law to keep us safe. But the media says even that may not be enough. And then, meanwhile, mercury preservative will continue in some flu vaccines. Folks, they never took the mercury out, the thimerosal. In fact, again, the Associated Press and even the CDC admitted that most of the major vaccines, the MMR, multiple jab shots, the flu vaccines, that they, in many cases, quadrupled or more the level of mercury in them. So you complain about thimerosal, you get angry, you get upset about it, and they tell you they've taken it out, and then they actually increase the level. Well, here it is out of the Tennessean today. Mercury preservative will continue in some flu vaccines. Legislation that would prevent Tennessee children from getting flu shots that contain a controversial mercury preservative was withdrawn because the bill's sponsor didn't think it would pass. The bill's sponsor, our Representative Susan Lynn, a Republican, would not allow pregnant women or any child younger than 8 to receive flu vaccines that contain more than trace amounts of thimerosal, a vaccine preservative that is 49.6 ethyl mercury. Some people believe that thimerosal causes autism, but the FDA has said it has found no causal link between thimerosal and autism. 3 years ago, Congressman Dan Burton forced the release of a 2000 document from the CDC where the head is, it's a minutes of the meeting, admitting that millions have been brain damaged and they've got to cover it up, but they're not going to let their grandchildren take it. Those are the type of quotes in it. I think I had the support of a lot of members, and I'm grateful for that, Lynn said. However, that the persistence of special interests to derail the bill were just too strong. The bill was opposed by the Tennessee Department of Health, the Tennessee chapter of the American Academy of Pediatricians, and Vanderbilt University Medical Center, among others. So, remember, when you hear there's no mercury in the vaccines anymore, it is a lie. What they did 3 years ago is they passed federal regulations that vaccine makers have to produce small lots that cost many times more than the mercury-containing vaccines available in case medical providers want it. That's what happened. That's what developed. So it's more smoke and mirrors. This is what they do at every level. So to answer all the questions, I constantly get emails and phone calls and people on the street going, Alex, you say there's mercury in there. You're a liar. They've taken it out. I heard it on the news. I saw it on television. We have a vaccine section on prisonplanet.com, and we have multiple mainstream news articles admitting that they've actually increased it, in one example in the Associated Press, from 50 times safe levels to 250 times safe levels. They have increased it massively in the vaccines. That is the fact. And I would sincerely hope that people wake up to this fact. All right, we are joined by John F. McManus, and he is traveling the country giving a powerful presentation, an overview of our world. Freedom, few have it, most don't. Why is that? And Mr. McManus, of course, has been involved with the John Birch Society since 1964, and he has been on their board of directors. He, of course, now is their president, and he has been all over national television, C-SPAN. He's written books, made documentary films, and he is now traveling the country giving this lecture, an overview of our world, and he'll be speaking tomorrow night, the Holiday Inn Northwest, 183 in Mopac, at 7:30, Friday the 28th, $10 admission. And we'll give you more details later of how you can get those tickets. I wish I could go, but I'm in the middle of finishing a new documentary film, so I won't be there. Who knows? I might try to slip out and go see it. I don't want to miss it. But Mr. McManus, it's great to have you with us.
Fine, thank you. It's nice to be with you.
How do you like Texas?
I like the United States of America, any part of it.
Well, I do too. For those that don't know who you are, for those that have only heard the media spin about the JBS over the years, which I've never been a member of, but many of my friends are, and they do a lot of good work around the country with your publications, videos, and books, tell us about John F. McManus. Tell us about your founder. Tell us about your illustrious history, and then what your game plan is today for stopping the globalist takeover.
Well, the John Birch Society was formed in 1958 by a man named Robert Welch, and he named it after World War II hero John Birch, who served in China. I got involved with the society in 1962 when I was influenced by the mass media attack on the society, and I had to admit I agreed with what I was hearing, the John Birch Society, bunch of screwballs and dangerous and so on. So eventually a member of the Birch Society contacted me and asked me if I was basing my attitude on what the society had said or what others had said of it. And I thought that was a pretty good question, so I wrote back to the fellow, and I always say there began a torturous reevaluation. So I joined the society in 1964, and they asked me to take a staff position in 1966. I've been with the society ever since. I was named the president of the organization in 1991, and I'm very pleased to serve. The John Birch Society is trying to preserve the American system. We believe what the Founding Fathers gave us is unique in history and certainly worthy of preservation. But we also believe there's a conspiracy operating to destroy our country and bring us into the New World Order, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, if you if you want it in Latin. And we're anxious to stop that. Some of our major programs are long-time program to get us out of the United Nations. We've stepped up our information and our concern about the illegal immigration problem. And we have a lot of other issues that we publicize. We have a biweekly magazine called The New American. We have films and book publishing and video production and all kinds of things that you'd expect of an educational organization. So there's a little bit of a thumbnail sketch.
You're going to be speaking tomorrow night at the Holiday Inn at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
And that's going to be a $10 admission. And, of course, later, if I need to get Bob Dacey on, one of the local coordinators, to give us more details. We'll probably do that after you leave us later. But we have links to how folks can take us beforehand or there at the door up on Infowars.com. Just out of the gates here, sir, I want to get your take on two things that have happened in the last few weeks. I interviewed Dr. Hu Dr. Wong, just a few days ago, the Chinese American doctor, the transplantee doctor, who valiantly stood up to President Hu, the new Chinese dictator. And of course, it's admitted that they advertise in publications that they can give anybody any organ they want in 2 weeks. They have humans like cattle in these prisons, and they just literally blood type them and take them out and then murder them for their organs.
They're barbarians. They really are.
And now she's being charged under a section of the Patriot Act, intimidating a foreign official. She's facing 6 months in federal prison. Just your take on that. I mean, I believe we're becoming more and more like communist China every day.
Right. Well, the United States is supposed to be the land of free speech that's guaranteed. It's one of the God-given rights that we have protected by the First Amendment. If this woman stood up and protested, I think she said that he was a murderer and that he wasn't welcome in this country. I agree with her. I think she's very courageous, and I don't think that she should be prosecuted for what she did. It might not have been the most polite thing to do, but why should you be polite with somebody who is a mass murderer, as any leader of communist China is, and by definition almost?
Well, you're right. I mean, we have video now of every month where they machine gun crowds of farmers as they take their property, and the farmers fight back with hoes and picks and clubs. And China seems to be accelerating their abuse of their population, and suddenly our media and our government are defending them.
Yeah, and our media and our government are the ones that have made the John Birch Society blackened in the eyes of a lot of people, so that they would take up the cause of the communist Chinese is no surprise to me. But communist China is still a communist country. They have forced abortion. They have infanticide. They have this horrible one-child-per-family rule. They suppress religion. They're suppressing the Falun Gong group of people. And
But they're the apple of the UN's eye. They give them all the big awards for running a model society.
Another reason to get us out of the United Nations, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, what about David Rockefeller in 1976 saying Mao's a wonderful person?
Right. Well, David Rockefeller is the only American. Oh, no, I guess there was another, Armin Hammer, who could fly a private plane into Moscow all during the years of the Soviet Union. He was buddy-buddy with them. And what it says is that he's a monopolist just like they are. And if we allow him to continue, spread his philosophy, his ideas, then we indeed will end up very much like the tyranny that exists in China today.
Yes, sir. When we get back, I want to get into the illegal immigration, the open borders. It turns out even the Dallas Morning News admits that Bush and Vicente Fox's PR firm has staged all of these demonstrations. It's a fifth column brought into the country that the government can use to intimidate the majority of Americans, Hispanic, black, white, it doesn't matter. I want to get John F. McManus, president of the John Birch Society's view on that. And then I want you to just kind of give us an overview of the talk you've been giving that I'm told is riveting, an overview of our world. I'd like you to spend some time and give us an overview of our world in the segment after next. And then I'd like to talk about what you plan to do with the future of the John Birch Society as well, as we speak to John F. McManus for the balance of this hour. And I've been trying to get Mr. McManus on for a few years, so it's great to have him with us today. We'll be right back after this quick break, right here
on the GCN Radio Network. We'll also give you some of their websites.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. We've got the president of the John Birch Society, who's here in Austin, Texas today for a speech he's giving tomorrow night. We'll tell you more details before he leaves us. Sir, in your, 42 years of studying what's going on since 1964... can you give us a rundown on what's happening with the 20-plus million illegal aliens running around wrapped in Mexican flags, screaming La Reconquista? Can you give us your take on what's really going on behind that?
Well, what's going on is simply an attempt to fracture our country and balkanize it, set up pockets within it, essentially destroy the United States. You know, in my speech, I like to talk about the Emperor Valens back in 370 A.D., the Roman Emperor, and he opened up the gates of Rome, of the Empire, for the Visigoths and the Ostrogoths to come in, and he wanted them for cheap labor and for military recruits. Well, after a time, there were so many of them that they decided to get together, and they started making war against the Roman legions, and finally, they ended up conquering Rome, and even killing Valens in one of the battles.
That was in 410, wasn't it?
It was back in the 4th century.
But, I mean, Rome finally really started falling in 410, then it emerged again and was gone by...
Right, well, and it was largely a result of illegal... Well, then he allowed it legally. But there were so many of them that came in, and they didn't want to assimilate. They just wanted to take control. And when these people come here illegally and state that they don't want to assimilate, they demand that their children go to schools being taught in Spanish. They want Spanish language at the hospitals and at the social services centers and everything else. This is intolerable. You know, we are a nation of immigrants. There's no doubt about that. But we're all legal immigrants, or we're supposed to be. My people came across the sea. Yours probably did as well. And that's the way it is in America. America, our nation is probably the leader of the world today in still allowing legal immigration into our country. But it's got to be controlled. If it's not controlled, then pretty soon we're going to lose our country. And certainly we don't want that to happen.
Well, clearly they want a Pan-American Union, the FTAA, and this is how they're going to get it. I mean, the elites want this. Cargill, the big meatpacking operation, one of the biggest in the country, is telling their people, their illegal alien employees, to take off Monday, to go out and protest. They support them.
Yeah, well, these are the people like the Emperor Valens. They want low-wage employees. The situation is such that the Constitution of the United States says very bluntly that the United States government has a responsibility to protect the states from invasion. And it's very clear. And it's not a military invasion. It doesn't say military. It says invasion. And if 11 to 20 million illegal immigrants in our country isn't an invasion, I don't know what it is. So the Constitution is being ignored in that regard. And it's also being ignored in many, many things that they're doing that they have no authorization for in the Constitution. For instance, foreign aid and aid to education and housing and welfare and medicine and so forth. Not in the Constitution, not allowed, and it never should have been. You can get into the Federal Reserve. That's not allowed. You can get into the refusal to declare war. Congress alone can get us into war. We didn't have that in Korea, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and now this new war in Iraq. The Constitution is being violated. They're not doing what they're supposed to do, and they're doing plenty of things that they're not authorized to do.
Mr. McManus, president of the John Birch Society, Bush has said he's above the law. He has this doctrine on torture, on war making, on signing bills that haven't even passed, a $2 billion bill a few months ago, on spying. I mean, he's openly declaring the power of a dictator.
Well, that's true. And it goes back, you know, it goes back to a fellow named Edward Mandel House, the guru who was the director of the Wilson administration and the founder of the Council on Foreign Relations. In his own book, he said he was working for socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx, and he also said in that book that he wanted to see the president become an imperial power, one that doesn't have any restrictions on him. And what you've pointed out is exactly so. The president of the United States now feels that he's above the law. He can do whatever he pleases. And Congress is allowing it, the courts are allowing it, and the American people are allowing it. And if they don't stop it, we're going to end up in a tyranny.
And he claims he's doing all of this to keep us safe from terrorism, but the borders are wide open. The government's clearly involved funding terrorist groups. Every step of the way, Bush, of course, is just a puppet of the globalists, but he's systematically butchering the country's sovereignty.
Well, you know, imagine how many years after 9/11 and we still have wide open borders. I mean, this is just absolutely absurd, except that it plays into the hands of a conspiracy that is trying to establish world government and to drag our nation into it. It's got to be stopped.
I agree. Well, a long segment coming up. I'll talk about a host of other issues, and I want to hear about some of the solutions that you think are needed in this country, John McManus.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For a limited time, you can sample the GCN Live member streams and archives. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the Sample Members Area button and get a free username and password. Find out why many others are subscribing at GCNLive.com.
Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight, fighting the globalist at point-blank range. John F. McManus is my guest for the rest of the hour. He'll be speaking tomorrow night at the Holiday Inn. We'll give you the address and time, and hope that you can join him for a talk that he's been giving that I hear is powerful, an overview of our world. John F. McManus, what do you think the most important issues are right now today? I'll throw out a few. Everybody got upset about the UAE and Dubai Ports World trying to buy the British ports. That's right, 21 of them already owned by the Brits. And then they didn't get upset, though, about the communist Chinese taking over the Panama Canal, Long Beach. They didn't get upset about issues, of course, that you exposed, about how they're now going to run the nuclear scanning equipment in the Bahamas. It systematically, it's not just the illegal aliens. It's not just getting rid of our borders. It's not just Spanish companies taking over, setting up toll roads. At every level, the globalists are taking over. Can you give us your take on that and then cover any issues you think are important?
Well, first of all, the illegal immigration thing is really, it's finally resonating with most of the American people. I'm told 92% are people who want the borders closed and want the illegal immigration to stop.
That's right. It was 87% last year. Now it's up in the 90s.
Yeah, and that's good. I believe this Dubai ports thing was a diversion to get people's minds off it, to get people's minds off the immigration thing. And it did for a time. You know, we've got ports that are practically dominated by the communist Chinese. Why should we get upset about a few that are going to be administered or directed by Dubai? Well, you know, I would prefer that they're all in U.S. hands, no doubt about that. But what are the issues today? Absolutely, the United Nations has to be the key issue. Alex, you're probably aware of the Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yes.
All right. This came out of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it's a publication that they had called Building a North American Community. And Fox of Mexico and Bush of our country and Premier Martin of Canada, who's now been replaced by a guy named Harper, they met in March of 2005, and they adopted this as their program. And the way they treat the border problem is to abolish the borders. I kid you not. This is what they are suggesting.
Just to back you up, that came out about a year ago. Even
yes.
Lou Dobbs said this is global government and an American union.
Right.
And
he said it was mind-boggling, and I don't think it's mind-boggling if you understand the conspiracy and what they're trying to accomplish. Now, this came about because the John Birch Society was so effective in blocking the FTAA that President Bush never brought it to Congress as he promised for many years he would do in March of 2005. So what they're going to do is implement this FTAA, which is the merger of 34 nations in the Western Hemisphere.
They're doing it through regulatory moves.
Well, they're doing it piecemeal. And one of the things they're doing here is this SPP. And what they intend here is to cease having three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and call it one entity here, the North American Community. And Lou Dobbs was very upset about this. Good, I'm glad. I'm glad somebody in the mass media finally got a hold of these ideas that are going on so that the American people can be apprised of it and start to block them.
Mr. McManus, I want to digress, President of the John Birch Society, for a second and go back, because I don't want to just move past this quickly. This is central. To show the power of the 2,600-member Council on Foreign Relations, founded by the British in 1922 in New York City at Pratt House, an offshoot of the Royal Institute of International Affairs, they write up this document, and then within 2 months, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. were trying to implement, word by word, as law, their own document, as they do on so many other issues. It shows the power of the CFR. So please continue with this American Union. That's just how the EU started as a, quote, economic bloc. And then I want to get into the power of the CFR.
Okay. Well, you got to bring you up to date a little bit. There are 4,200 members of the Council on Foreign Relations today, and 500 of them in the U.S. government.
They've grown by over 1,800 in just the last 2 years?
No. I think your figures go back quite a few years. I wrote a little book called The Insiders, and it's the CFR trilateral domination of the last five administrations, and we published the entire membership list of the Council on Foreign Relations as an appendix, and the entire membership of the Trilateral Commission. Anybody's interested in that can contact the John Birch Society on the Internet, jbs.org, or you can call our 800 number, 1-800-JBS-USA1.
So they're lying on their website? A few months ago they said 2,600 members. They've actually expanded?
They have 4,274 members.
Wow.
I got that figure out of their annual report. In fact, I occasionally get down to New York City, and anybody who's in New York City can go to the Council on Foreign Relations headquarters and walk in and ask for an annual report, and they'll give it to you.
Yeah, I got one of those about 4 years ago. In fact, I'll even mail you one.
Well, no, I got it. I've got them going all the way back into the 60s, and it's quite a thing to be able to look and see the growth of this.
Well, tell people who the CFR are, because for those that don't know,
The Council on Foreign Relations, it was begun when the United States Senate said no to the League of Nations. And the man who was behind it was the man who was President Wilson's top aide, his advisor, his guru, a man named Edward Mandel House. And when they were in Paris, were House and his young lieutenants, and they were working on the Versailles Treaty, when they got the word that the U.S. Senate said no to the League of Nations, that was 1919. So they got together with British counterparts, and the two groups formed organizations for their respective countries. The British formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The Americans formed the Council on Foreign Relations. That was House and his young lieutenants, John Foster Dulles, Alan Dulles, Sumner Wells, Walter Lippmann, Christian Herter, and so forth, Two of those men that I just named eventually became secretaries of state,
CIA,
head of the CIA, and so forth. Now, the Council on Foreign Relations, right from day one, promoting the notion of world government, scrap the Declaration of Independence, scrap the Constitution, bring about an imperial presidency. And they began to take over the State Department in the late 30s with the stimulus of Franklin Roosevelt. Every Secretary of State since 1949, when Dean Acheson was the Secretary of State, has been a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. That's an incredible statement.
Now, and they have the heads of banking, industry, media, government, and they all work in concert.
Right, and the academic world, don't leave that out. Those almost 800 of them, professors or college administrators. You send your child off to college to get an American education, and no, he doesn't. He gets this international globalism and so forth.
You guys at the John Birch Society would talk about global government out of their own documents, and you're called conspiracy theories over a decade ago. I'm called that, while they're openly calling for it. Now they're not even denying it.
Well, what they're denying is what the goal really is, so it's still a conspiracy. Conspiracy, secret plot among more than one person for an evil purpose. Now, you can come around and you can say, yes, I'm a globalist, and I think that the world ought to be under one single government and so forth. And you know, you're open about it and so forth, but you're not telling what the real goal is. The real goal is you're going to be the leader in a tyranny, and you're going to suppress the freedom of everybody.
What will life be like under the one world government, which they've already got a lot of it in place, if they succeed?
Just like it's in China. All right? Tyranny. Absolute tyranny. Freedom of speech is denied over there. They're suppressing publications. Freedom of life is denied. Freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of all the freedoms that we Americans take for granted. And you know, we didn't get these from government. The philosophy of the American system is in the Declaration of Independence. Very simple. Men are endowed by their creator with rights, and to secure these rights, governments are instituted. Everything's in its proper order.
And when they become destructive of those aims, it is our right and duty to abolish the forms that we are accustomed to and replace them.
Well, we don't have to abolish the form. It's still there. What we got to do is get back to it. We got to have American
people. But I'm saying the Declaration of Independence clearly says that if a government becomes destructive,
right,
we can abolish it and reform it.
That's right, and that's why they separated from England. And so they started this system here, and we still have this system. If we got back to the Constitution, the government of the United States would be 20% its size and 20% its cost.
Now, John F. McManus, president of the John Birch Society, you're going to be speaking tomorrow night at the Holiday Inn.
Hey, I'm speaking tonight in Waco, too.
Oh, tell us about that.
I'm speaking at the Hilton in Waco, and I think it's at 7 o'clock. I think people can find that pretty easily in Waco.
And they can get tickets there at the door?
No. Yeah, tickets at the door. My companion here just raised up his fingers. He said it's at 8 o'clock, so it's not at 7 o'clock. But I'll be giving this talk. Now, what I do in this talk is first thing I show is a 32-minute video that we just produced, which is about the roots of our country, the fact that we're a republic and not a democracy. Get into the economic sphere and show that monopoly capitalism versus free enterprise capitalism is the real thrust here. How did our country come to be, and what did our founding fathers think about it, and what's the importance of morality? That's a 30-minute video. We show that, and then I come back and I talk about, okay, it's a conspiracy that's doing this to us and taking away from us our heritage. Who are they? Where did they come from? What's the continuity? And I start 200 years ago and show through the Illuminati and the Carbonari in Italy and Marx and House and Wilson and Roosevelt and so forth right up till today. The goal that they have and always have had is world government to destroy individual nations.
Now, Mr. McManus, I've got a few other key questions here for you that I'd be remiss if I didn't bring them up, because we have a lot of listeners that have this question. We've gotten already a lot of calls, and people are wanting to call them. We're not going to take any calls. But I want to talk about the future of the John Birch Society later in the last segment that's coming up. I want to get into ideas that you have for solutions. But first off, I want you to understand that I have a Big Ten approach. I promote everybody. I believe in everybody that's fighting the New World Order, even if we don't all totally agree on how to do that, how to implement it. I think the John Birch Society has been invaluable. in setting bushfires in the minds of men in the early days, and so much of the fight against the globalists we see today that's huge, tens of millions of people, is in part thanks to the John Birch Society. But we've heard that there's been some shakeups at the JBS and maybe a new direction, a more aggressive a direction coming. Can you tell the listeners about some of the changes that have happened at the JBS?
Well, very quickly, our CEO was let loose back in October. I was reinserted as president. I had been downgraded for a while. We've got a new CEO, Art Thompson. We've hired something that we've never done before. We've hired a public affairs guy. We've hired a marketing manager. And we're really determined to put the John Birch Society back on the map again. So
and now you're out on the road. I mean, that's always been the complaint, is this isn't the old GBS that's aggressive, that's traveling the country, that's fighting legislation. I mean, you always were. I wouldn't say you guys were dormant. You just weren't as aggressive as we'd seen you in the past. So you're saying
we had developed the opposite of a big tent approach. And I'm glad to hear you say that you have the big tent approach. The John Birch Society is going to have the big tent approach now. We got an umbrella, and we're going to make it a lot bigger and get a lot of more people under the umbrella.
Well, I'll tell you, sir, if I see those changes and I do see them developing, I'd like to get involved and you know, support you guys. And now let me bring up my second point, and then we can move on. I met William F. Jasper in 1999 during Urban Warrior in Oakland, California. And I'd seen articles in your paper, in your magazine, your great magazine, that I agree with 98% of, saying, oh, it's a conspiracy theory, there are no black helicopters. When I had gotten the Associated Press to write about urban warfare in Texas, I'd interviewed police chiefs that had thrown them out, attempted bribery, blowing up things, terrorizing people. So I talked to Jasper, and then a month later I saw the AP article printed in your publication. So I guess he really didn't know. And so when he found out it was true, you guys did reverse course. So I thought, well, they're good guys, because when I gave him the Associated Press News article on that hilltop with tanks and troops below us training to put Americans in camps, it was then in your publication. So I had a good feeling for you guys on that. And then I'm not attacking Jasper, but I asked him to come on to respond to it. Davon Kleist never worked for me. Davon Kleist, I didn't send him to Oregon during the whole thing with the water rights. I just want you to know that was incorrect. And then on the whole 9/11 thing that Jasper put out, I really think was kind of a straw man. So number one, are you guys going to start looking at 9/11 and start looking at some of the questions there? I mean, is that going to be part of the change of direction?
Well, we've been looking at it all along. And if we can document and prove some things that a lot of people are saying are actual, and if they're in fact provable, they haven't proven them to us. We know that there are a lot of unanswered questions about 9/11, and we're looking into it all the time. We have some people that will spend more time on that. If we come to a position that substantially agrees with some of the claims that are being made, then you'll see it. But we're very careful, very cautious. We haven't been persuaded completely on this. We know that there are a lot of unanswered questions. One of the big questions, of course, is Building 7. What happened to that? There's no way that was impacted by any airplanes. So, yes, there's a lot of unanswered questions. We will revisit the subject.
Well, great, because I'm, you know, I understand if you guys didn't come out and say it's an inside job, but, you know, because you're studying it. I mean, you guys did come out and expose Oklahoma City with Clinton's fingerprints all over it, and you were trailblazers on that, and I appreciate it. My whole point is that, you know, I'm here laying down, being nice, never attacked you guys back, when I would characterize the last 9/11 story about myself and others as a hit piece. So I'm not trying to be nasty here. It just freaked out a lot of our listeners who are big supporters of you guys, and I think that goes a long way towards more trust with folks. I mean, would you say that the hit pieces might have been fostered by previous management, or what's going on?
Well, that's a possibility, yes. You know, we're still finding out some things about previous leadership here that we're stunned by it. You know, we were being misled ourselves. So we're going to be a little more careful about that. Now we've got a new CEO named Art Thompson, who's a longtime friend of mine and a longtime veteran in the Birch Society. And it's he and I and a couple of other people have decided, okay, we're going to have the big tent now. We're going to revisit some subjects. We're going to get back into try and regain the enthusiasm of some people that may have been a little bit dissuaded by the Birch Society becoming insular. So we're not going to do that.
Well, exactly, sir, because I just want to work with you guys. I want to see you grow. I want to see you, you know, reclaim the mantle of the leaders against the New World Order and what's happening. And I think there's been a lot of painful wounds that I haven't fostered. Some others have been hopping, hopping mad about it. And, I saw it as destructive to attack you guys, so I just let it go. But it'd be nice later if you guys do the research to maybe do a Building 7 issue, and, you know, maybe we can all have a mea culpa here and get on the same page.
Okay, well, that's very good of you. I appreciate that. And, yes, we will. There will be changes. People will notice changes in the Birch Society. They'll notice some changes in the New American Magazine, which is our publication. And certainly they're going to notice some changes in the videos that we're putting out. We're not going to put out talking heads anymore. It's going to be some really impressive stuff.
Well, I think your talking head videos, you know, I've played many of them here on the local cable system over a decade ago, the talks you've given that are excellent. So, I mean, I think those are good, but certainly,
Well, we got to reach a wider audience, and you can't reach them with talking heads. A lot of the people, you know, you got to stimulate them somehow.
No, I agree, sir. I make films that aren't talking heads. I'm just saying I think your past work can't be marked down. I mean, I think...
Well, thank you for that.
Well, I think the information is excellent. Stay there. I want to talk about solutions in our final segment with John F. McManus. And I would have been remiss if I hadn't brought up those other points. And I'm really encouraged by your response, sir. So I commend you. I know you can't tell us too much of what went on behind the scenes, but I think you gave us a pretty clear picture.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Joins us in the next hour. We'll have open phones as well. Ton of news. If you want to see powerful documentary films that prove what happened on 9/11 was an inside job, go to InfoWars.com, the secure online video and bookstore, and order my film, Martial Law, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Get films like Masters of Terror, get Loose Change, second edition by Dylan Avery. Get the documentaries, and when you get my films, you're authorized for educational nonprofit purposes to make copies, and the power, the influence of you, the listeners, getting the films, making copies, getting them out to your friends and family, putting them on Access TV, showing them at your VFW halls, at your college campuses, a lot of high school teachers show them, is just unbelievable. So again, InfoWars.com, or call toll-free, and they can answer your questions and take your order over the phone, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or PrisonPlanet.tv, see all 14 of my films, read my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV show, over 2 years of material, over 1,000 pieces of media on PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions available. So take action, don't wait, expose the New World Order. John F. McManus, president of the John Birch Society. This has been a really great interview. The last 4 minutes we've got together, would you like to plug any websites or give us any solutions or ideas you have? And then, of course, one final question. Do you think we can win this fight, sir? Have we at least slowed down their plan for global empire?
Yes, and the tactic that we recommend here is we take our country back through the House of Representatives. The presidency, both political parties, locked up, Council on Foreign Relations, and that's part of my speech. I go through and show Council on Foreign Relations candidates from both political parties from the 50s right up through delay. All right, so why the House of Representatives? Because the Constitution says all bills for raising revenue shall begin in the House. And if the House will not initiate a bill to fund the UN, education, foreign aid, or anything else, there's nothing the Senate, the President, the Supreme Court, or anybody else can do about it. We take our country back through the House of Representatives, then the Senate, then the presidency down the road. Now, can it be done? In 1997, there was a vote in the House of Representatives to get us out of the UN. 54 voted for it. 2 years later, 74. 2 years later, 83. Are we gaining on the rascals? Yes, indeed, we are. And so what we have to do is more of what we're doing, waking the town, telling the people, organizing at the local level. I would love to see John Birch Society chapters in communities across the country, and it's happening. There are more people now looking at what the John Birch Society is doing. They're getting our literature. I gave a speech on C-SPAN just a week ago, and the entire hour-long speech on the subject of immigration, illegal immigration. And C-SPAN covered it, broadcast it nationwide, and we got a tremendous surge of interest on the Internet. So we're looking forward to more of that. And I'm glad to be on your show here. I've said to myself over the years, maybe we ought to try to develop a relationship with Alex Jones. And I'm very pleased with the relationship that we've just begun, and I'm looking forward to having it continue.
Yes, sir. Well, we really appreciate your fine work over the decades, your 43 years with the John Birch Society. Why don't you give us those websites?
JBS.org. That's pretty easy to remember. Or phone number, 1-800-JBS-USA1. I think possibly the thing that you'd want most to start off with is a little book I wrote called The Insiders, and I'm going to send you a copy of it, Alex. And it contains up-to-date information about the Council on Foreign Relations. So
fantastic. Well, I'm glad to hear you guys are back on track and have changed directions and to the Big Ten approach. And we need to know who the enemy is and then believe that we can defeat him. And I know we can. Besides, John, we don't have a choice, do we?
No, we don't have a choice. I mean, the choice is unthinkable.
Okay, you're speaking tonight in Waco. And then
tonight in Waco at the Hilton. Tomorrow night, you just said where. I forgot.
We'll be back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks.